Hey, welcome back to my podcast, What Am I Watching Right Now? And in this podcast episode, I'm going to discuss the detailed review of the latest episodes of Dr. Cha. It took me a few days to catch up with them. And now that I've caught up with them, I'm going to share my review. This episode picks up where Dr. Cha gets interrupted. Both Roy Kim and Cha run into each other when Cha starts to run on her way back home because she suspects that her husband is having an affair. And coincidentally, Roy Kim also shows up in front of Cha's building apartment or near the building apartment complex to tell her that her husband is indeed having an affair, but they get interrupted by Dr. Cha's mother-in-law, and she questions him like, what's that important that he's touching her daughter-in-law, because Dr. Cha was actually about to fall and Roy Kim stops her. When the mother-in-law shows up and questions that, Roy Kim responds that he lives nearby and he was just taking a walk, and that's how they ran into each other, and then he says his piece and leaves. Dr. Cha and the mother-in-law come home to find out that her husband is punishing their daughter, and he has broken all of her art supplies and is in the process of packing them as trash in a plastic bag and getting rid of it. Dr. Cha tries her best to persuade her husband to not do that because those are Irang's dreams, but the husband doesn't really care and literally packs all the things in a trash bag and throws out in the community recycling place or dustbin. We see that the caretaker of the building finds the ladder, and then he helps Dr. Cha in retrieving the art supplies. But what really boiled my blood was the way he made her daughter get on her knees as if she has made a huge mistake, or maybe like she has committed some sort of crime and her crime is to create art. His priorities are all messed up. He wanted her to pursue medicine, but the daughter wants to be an artist. And afterwards we see both of them, you know, like discussing Dr. Cha and her husband, and he says that their daughter is not talented, and she's smart but she's not talented, and that's why he cannot let her pursue her dreams. And Jong-suk apologizes to him as usual that for not telling him about letting Irang pursue art college, and she says that consulting you would have put the whole situation on fire, so she kept procrastinating on letting him in on it. And then he manipulates her again to leave her job at the hospital, and if she does that, then he let his daughter Irang pursue art in college. Jong-suk like tries to stop him and tries to rationalize the situation, but she cannot do anything. And Inho weaponizes her career, because again, he wants to get rid of her. He wants to get rid of the situation one way or another. And whenever something pops up like this, where Dr. Cha would feel guilty and would feel responsible, he doesn't fail to manipulate her at all. So with every episode, the husband gets worse and worse. That's what I am realizing. Anyhow, Dr. Cha believes that she shouldn't sacrifice her career in order for her daughter to go to art school, because it doesn't make sense. And she's had enough and decides that she's going to pay for her daughter's art college and will do everything she can do to make Airang's dream come true. She finds all the art supplies back from the community waste bin, and she fixes everything and gives it all back to her daughter. Also, she confronts, I forgot to mention that Jeon-suk also, Dr. Cha also confronts In-ho about Seung-hee and her daughter and the way they became friends, and her tone is a bit accusatory, but he somehow manages to wiggle out of that situation and turn it all over again about Dr. Cha leaving the hospital. He responds that he cannot control Seung-hee's daughter and Airang from becoming friends, because they are all grown-ups now, and you cannot stop adults from becoming friends, which doesn't make sense. He just treated her daughter like someone who doesn't have like functioning brain cells. But when it comes to this, he says like you cannot stop grown-up kids from becoming friends, which is funny. But the things that Seung-hee's daughter On Yeon-so has said about Airang and them and also like that indoor golf thing being a good place for having an affair, and the bracelet that Dr. Cha kept seeing Seung-hee wearing, it all like ties up together, and it of course it worries Dr. Cha, but she's still in classic denial mode, so she doesn't think much of it, or I feel like she doesn't want to think much of it, because she already has so many things going on, and I feel like she's tired. And as long as enough evidence doesn't come to light, she's not going to care about it. So she moves on to talking to Airang and about letting her pursue art school and that she will pay for it, and Airang points out like how fruitless it all is, like she cannot her mother cannot pay for art school because it costs like something around 30 million won for the lecture, and then there's she mentioned something like a consultancy kind of thing. I don't know. She just mentions that it costs a lot and Dr. Cha cannot pay it all on her meager salary from the hospital. So the next option that's left for Dr. Cha is to sell all of her things that she can. So she tries to sell off her bags that she had bought after her during her shopping spree. She even tries to get like a number for the bracelet, but we don't see her actually selling that. And then she again has this conversation with In-ho back at the hospital, and that's where he mentions that our daughter is not that talented, and she's smart but she's not talented, and dreams are not meant to be achieved, something like that. And again, he doesn't say, like, he doesn't offer to pay for Airang's art college, and Dr. Cha realizes that she's alone in paying for her daughter's dreams. So she tries to find more alternatives to do that. Also, it doesn't help that Seung-gi continues to hound Dr. Cha at work, and she runs into Dr. Cha in the hallway, and that's when Dr. Cha apologizes to her and makes like small talk, and she asks her like, who gifted you this bracelet? And Seung-gi replies that it was her husband, and then she walks away, like storms away, and that kind of temporarily calms Dr. Cha's mind. She's left wondering, maybe Seung-gi still has her husband in her life. Also, her mother-in-law gets a visit from Dr. Cha's mom, who brings her some rice punch and good food to eat after her operation. And her mother-in-law temporarily seems relieved and grateful, which was like a first for her. She does that like Dr. Cha's mother does that because she believes that it'll bring good karma to Dr. Cha, and also that like her mother-in-law will treat her better since she's working so much at the hospital. Also, Roy Kim offers to take Dr. Cha's shift that night when he sees that she gets a call from the high school consultant, like a teacher who's helping them get I-rank to a good college. They have like an appointment made between each other. So this high school teacher calls Dr. Cha, and Roy Kim overhears that conversation, and he says like, let me do this shift for you. And Dr. Cha again feels relieved, and then she like leaves to attend that appointment. Also, I-rank believes that even though her mom cannot really pay for everything, but she is trying, so their relationship seems a bit better after that incident. And then the next day, Dr. Cha runs into the Sunbae, who is always giving her a hard time, and she mentions something about having an overdraft account that will pay credit loans. And Dr. Cha thinks that it's a good idea to take those loans to pay for her daughter's art college. But in the process, when she goes to go ahead with the loan, she finds out that she has a building under her name. It's like a cafe kind of building that has like posh cafes in it, and it's her name. At first, I think us as a viewer, we thought that it was the house, but no, it's like a commercial building that's under her name. And Dr. Cha realizes, we see a flashback where Dr. Cha's mother-in-law is asking her to get her seal made so she can write off tax returns under her daughter-in-law's name, who doesn't earn any income. Maybe that's her way of avoiding paying tax. We don't know yet. I think that's what I've gotten from that little flashback, but we'll see. Dr. Cha manages to get like a credit loan through her income to pay for the academy, I-rank can pursue her dreams. Back at the hospital, Dr. Cha watches the Sunbae again. Dr. Cha watches the Sunbae bossing around her son again, and I think she left her phone back at the dorm, and she wants Jungmin to get it for her since they are dating, they're living together. But Dr. Cha overhears that conversation and says that she'll get it for her. And then she goes to her dorm room and then she cleans up the apartment, and during that process she finds Jungmin's underwear, and then she puts like two and two together. The final straw is her finding the watch that she gifted him with like a inscribe where she's like, oh, my favorite son, blah blah blah. And then she deduces that they are indeed dating, and then there's another flashback where she imagines the Sunbae being her daughter-in-law. And it's kind of tragic because she deduces how good of a daughter-in-law that Sunbae would be based on like how she will do the house chores. So it's like I feel like Dr. Cha's internalized ideas of womanhood and how a woman is supposed to be at home is really fucked up, because it's based on cutting apples for her family and cleaning and cooking, which is all good, like those are parts of functioning and survival. But I don't think an entire person's personality and the way they are and how good they would be to you is based on someone being a slave to someone else. So I feel like Dr. Cha needs to work on those ideas and be more open-minded. Anyhow, after that flashback, she realizes like they're dating together, and she believes that asking both of them would be a bad idea because it'll just make things awkward for the both of them, for all of them at the workplace. So she just lets it be. Anyway, in other place, we see that Seonggi and Inho are talking, and they are discussing Roy Kim, and Inho points out that Roy knows about the affair now, and Seonggi tries to use, like, she has used Roy Kim in the past. She wanted to use Roy Kim in the past so he could break the affair to Dr. Cha, but Seonggi tells him to be relaxed, he won't do anything. But she meets Roy in like in an elevator, and she's like, I don't care if you tell Dr. Cha about the affair. And Roy comments that you're the worst of the two of you, because I thought that Inho was a bad person, but you're even more conniving. And he leaves in a huff. He's like, I won't do that for you just to fulfill your self-serving ways. Something like that. He commented something like that. And elsewhere in the drama, like, there's press who shows up to make some kind of a documentary based on a busy schedule of a doctor's life. And they are following Inho, but they realize that he has hurt his arm and he's having problems during the surgery. So the press guy tells the cameraman to stop recording. But after talking to the chief, they decide to give Roy the place because Roy is kind of cool, and he's followed everyone. He's followed around by cameramen who point out like how cool he is, how likable he is, and he's good for the camera because handsome, he's young, and yada yada yada, and it makes Inho feel like really jealous because that was like his part to play. And then we see the story about Crohn's patient who decided to jump in the last episode, but sorry, that was a spoiler. He ends up trying to take his life in the end of this episode, and there's a lot of backstory to it. We see that his operation wasn't as successful because the stoma couldn't be relieved that was put into his stomach. He becomes depressed and he has less hope of living like a normal person, and his wife's parents come like barge in the hospital room and order the daughter around to get them like juice or something, and they ask him, more like tell him to break their marriage, to end their marriage because their daughter is young and she doesn't deserve to spend like her I'll say adulthood taking care of a man who's sick. So they sound very selfish, but whatever, we see this flashback and Dr. Cha becomes aware of it, and also the Sunbae realizes that because the patient's wife comes to tell her about it, but the Sunbae just disregards this, thinking that all Crohn's patients suffer from this and this is like ordinary for her. But Dr. Cha sees this and she reminds Sunbae to contact the psychiatric wing of the hospital and they should like offer therapy to the patient. But again, like I said, the Sunbae doesn't really care much about that. Then things get worse, things get worse because since the daughter is sent to buy the juice or whatever, and when she returns, the husband plays it off by saying that they just came to visit and they had an emergency, so they had to leave. And later on, he climbs, he heads to the rooftop, leaving like a note for the partner about why he had to take his life. Dr. Cha reads this, gets to his room in time. She reads it and she calls 911, telling that one person is trying to take their life. And then in the end, we see like both Roy Kim and Inho race to the rooftop after hearing that Dr. Cha is trying to talk out a suicidal patient from the edge of the rooftop, and they run. But the moment they reach the rooftop and they reach the threshold, on the rooftop, we see that the patient jumps and Dr. Cha holds him from falling down, and she falls with him. But luckily, the 911 brought the crew that put like crash mats around the building and helping Inho and Roy realize that the crash mats are there and it's not going to hurt them, but they still race downstairs. And it's like funny, it's like a comedic timing thing. They are running downstairs, they're hugging each other, realizing that she hasn't come to harm. And they come downstairs and Inho holds her and holds like Dr. Cha's hand and calls her stupid, but Dr. Roy just hugs her. That was like pretty cute, and the episode ends thereafter. Episode 7 again felt like a bit of a filler episode for me, but it was also quite necessary because it's lining up things for the big reveal of her husband's cheating on her, that she's been unaware of, and also the things that she has already found, she's been in complete denial of, in a sense. And also in this episode, we Dr. Cha finds out that Jungmin and Sunbae are dating, and all the other aspects are trying to come together. And also we also see some other aspects of the relationship dynamics between In-ho and his family. Like, he's a narcissistic person who doesn't have like much of a relationship with his children, which also tells me that once the cheating comes to light, the children will of course take Dr. Cha's side, because she's the one who has raised them and she's the one who cares about them. Also in this episode, we find out that Jungmin had a dream before pursuing medicine. He wanted to become a journalist, and he wanted to pursue mass communications, and he wanted to become more like an anchor for variety shows. So there are so many things that has been mentioned in this episode, but I still feel like we were waiting for the cheating to come to light, and it took a lot of time. Like, by this point I'm already over the husband. I felt like the last few episodes have been filler, because the first episode had packed such a punch, and the second episode was still good, but I feel like the last 2-3 episodes have been sort of filler, because it's like the husband is always getting away with cheating, and Dr. Cha can easily have found out like 3 episodes earlier, but she didn't. But anyhow, that's like my opinion. You can have a different opinion than mine. The episode starts, the 8th episode starts with Roy Kim and Dr. Cha hugging each other after that incident at the hospital, and everyone is watching them like carefully, including In-ho, and he appears quite jealous of the whole dynamic, and he doesn't understand why Roy Kim is interested in a mother of two. It doesn't make much sense to him. But after that happens, it gives way to rumors, and everyone in the hospital starts talking about a possible love triangle, and that Roy Kim and Dr. Cha are an item, and probably she's an item with Dr. In-ho too. But Dr. Cha is just taken aback when it happens, and she tells everyone like she's fine. But when other people are discussing about the possible love triangle, the Sunbae tells everyone off, because she has personally seen In-ho getting chummy with Seung-hae, and after seeing that, she leaves. The Sunbae leaves, and after what has happened, Dr. Cha is more concerned with the patient than all the rumors surrounding her. He's been taken to the patient has been taken to the psychiatric unit now, and she assumes that things would have been much worse. And then she goes on to confront the Sunbae about it, and she points out like, I had told you that he could have been suicidal at some point, and the patient's wife also came and told you that her husband is not feeling like all okay, and you still didn't consult with the psychiatric unit. The Sunbae hears that, she's Sunbae asks like, are you trying to put all the blame on me? So Dr. Cha replies that we are all to blame, and she mentions that things could have been much worse. And also, after saying that, she leaves, making Sinbei uncomfortable, because I think Dr. Jeon's nonchalance in the whole endeavor has been questionable, and it kind of raises some red flags to her character, because she appears tough but she doesn't have the kind of empathy that Dr. Cha has towards her patients. And yes, Sunbei has a lot of skills, but it doesn't make up for the fact that she cannot empathize with her patients. Dr. Cha knows about survival and making the most of life, and then she tries to talk to the patient and she offers him some encouraging words, like how his wife cares about him and he shouldn't do what he did again, because life is worth living and his life is so precious. And also seems like he's going to be okay now, since his partner is going to stay by his side and his wife is not like unhappy with their marriage. Seeing that like dynamic between them, the patient and his wife, makes Dr. Cha question about like her own life and marriage, and she even mentions that to In-ho. She questions that, did I ever have a love like that? Did I ever experience love and partnership like the patient and his wife did? And In-ho says that, you're being silly, something like that. At least that's what the captions told me. Dr. Cha feels like excited, so she mentions that like they should go to Jeju Island for vacation. And I'm just going to give like another thought to this. Like, this man has never taken her to a vacation. He has never gifted anything to her before, and he probably wouldn't have unless Dr. Cha has found some receipts of him giving things to Seung-gi. And it's like so much worse, because it's not like he loves Seung-gi either. It's just that Seung-gi is a convenient mistress, and he actually handles both of them with just enough disregard and, I don't know, disrespect. It's just that he disrespects Seung-gi with a bit more, just like a tiny bit more affection. Like, that's what I've gotten from all of their dynamics. Anyhow, so when Dr. Cha talks, suggests that they should fly over to Jeju, and In-ho just like tells her that they have already been there, and that makes Dr. Cha question, like, what is he talking about, since he has never taken her on vacation. And then he covers the lie up, because he realizes that he has gone to Jeju Island with Seung-gi, so he says that he had like a medical conference there, and he says that like his memory has been so bad lately, and he's been like overworked and exhausted and other things. Anyhow, Dr. Cha just continues to talk to Airang, and she asks her questions about Yunso and how they met and how they became friends. And Airang answers her mother that they go to the same academy together, and they got like coffee together. They went to the same cafe and then they ran into each other, and that's how they became friends. So Dr. Cha asks her more questions, like, is her mother divorced, or her mother has a husband, since she works at the same hospital as In-ho and her, and the daughter says that she's actually divorced, and she doesn't talk much about her father or something along those lines. That's what Seung-gi's daughter has told Airang anyway. Dr. Cha is like again putting two and two together, because Seung-gi talked about a husband and that husband gave her the bracelet, but here the daughter, her own daughter, is saying that there's not a husband, they've been divorced, and the daughter doesn't like talking about her father. So it's in like direct contradiction, and the dice are rolling in Dr. Cha's head again, because there's nothing else to calm her mind. Also, Seung-gi tells in her about her daughter's intent of getting into the art academy, and also to make more of an effort to get to know her. Like, this woman, this talented woman who's like a professor at a medical college, university, whatever, she still has to ask this man to make more of an effort to just look at their daughter. It's just so despicable. Like, she moved countries, she came from US to Korea to be around this man who doesn't really care about her or her daughter. Like, if he doesn't care about you, he doesn't care about your daughter either. But she like literally moved continents for this man, and she's continuing the affair with this man for what? I just do not understand her. Like, she has a good job, she has a loving daughter who like stands up for her, she can just ditch this man completely and live a new life. Like, her daughter has advised her so many times in this drama. I'm just getting sick of her pettiness, and it doesn't make much sense to me, but she's there. Like, she's a bad person, but yeah. Inho, of course, when Seung-gi recommends that he should make more of an effort with his daughter, Yeon-so, he's like, okay. So Seung-gi calls her daughter and says that your dad wants to meet you, and at that time Ai-rang and Yeon-so are in a taxi together, and Yeon-so pivots to face Ai-rang, and she says, yes, like, I want to meet my father. And then we see like them meeting at a restaurant where Yeon-so speaks to In-ho, and you can see like she's coming apart at the scenes, and she points out that she intentionally befriended Ai-rang and became friends to oust all the family secrets, In-ho says that, can you please not tell my daughter about your existence? And Yeon-so replies that it's too late, and Ai-rang shows up, and Yeon-so like puts it out for her to understand in words, and everyone is speechless. And when Ai-rang finds out the truth that her dad is not only having an affair, but she has like a half sister, he has a love child, she gets very hurt and confused, and she leaves, and In-ho tries to yell at Yeon-so, but Seung-gi is like, you cannot yell at my daughter, so he leaves too. And we see like this montage of her trying to process her dad's secret. I think it's a beautiful montage where you're literally seeing how much she's been affected by her dad's secrets and his doing, and now she's also trying to process that she has a whole half sister her age. So her dad has been like maintaining two families since that time, and it's also like the things that is going to hurt you, it's like a whole evidence, like he has a whole child as evidence of his wrongdoings, and that's what hurts Ai-rang the most. And we see her cry and freak out on the road. In-ho gets to their house earlier, and their grandmother is there, and he asks his mom like, has Ai-rang came to home? And Ai-rang shows up, and she's her father there, and she doesn't hold back because she realizes her best friend all this time has been her half sister, and Inho is a cheater and liar, and she's also very angry because this has happened, and it has just come entirely out of left field. And she warns Inho to not tell about the secret to his wife, but before she does that, she calls him out, and the whole secret of having a love child, she breaks the secret to her grandmother, who becomes furious and questions Inho in her room, and she beats him a little bit. But she also agrees to hide the fact from Dr. Cha because, of course, her money is on the line. And not that she cares much about Dr. Cha's well-being. And we see like the whole thing. She reprimands her son though, but she cares more about her son's reputation, and the grandmother wants to protect her son's reputation at the university and also with people they know. So she warns him that I will never let you get divorced. Jungmin drops at the same time, Jungmin drops something at Inho's desk, and he sees like a message from Seunghee to meet somewhere at the emergency exit at around like 5 p.m. or something. Curious, first he tries not to follow them, but he's like really curious and he follows them, and he finds out that Seunghee is hugging Inho and comforting him, and like they're having this conversation where Jungmin realizes that they are like intimate and they have like more than a professional relationship. As a result, he cannot focus during the surgery, and Inho like shouts at him to get it together, but he just lets the comment slip off his back. Later, when they're cleaning up after the surgery, Jungmin confronts Inho about the message and confronts about the message, and Inho again tries to manipulate him a little bit. Then Jungmin says that he saw them hugging each other, and he has like a different woman. At that time, Jungmin doesn't know about the secret love child, but her dad pleads with him and says that as a grown man, you would understand me. And Jungmin says that I don't want to understand you, and he leaves. Then also, like in the process, Inho outs the information, and he asks Jungmin, like, did Iron tell you about the affair? And Jungmin realizes that not even Iron knows, and he's been out of the loop. And he also tells his dad that he's disappointed in him, and he doesn't want to understand him. The whole family is now in agony when they are like all at home at the same day on the weekend, and Junsuk is actually making side dishes, and we see that Dr. Cha receives a call, and she leaves to meet her friend Minhee, and they encourage her to leave. When Dr. Cha leaves to meet her friend, we all see that everyone is obsessing about how bad it would be for Dr. Cha to find out the truth about the affair. And during the conversation, Irang mentioned something about a love child, and it makes Jungmin like physically nauseated, and he leaves to throw up, and it makes Inho uncomfortable, and Airang mentions to their grandmother that you didn't raise your son properly, and Inho just seems really uncomfortable about the outcome. He didn't want his children to find out. Also, Jungmin gives Inho like a time frame of 3 years to decide what he wants to do and choose two families, because he cannot maintain two families forever, and he wants his dad to choose the other woman and get married to her, or he can live with their mom, but this should only happen after Dr. Cha finishes her residency. Everyone seems like willing to cooperate, like the whole family wants to cooperate, and everyone makes it clear that we are hiding this truth from Dr. Cha because we care about her. Jungmin thinks that since the stress of her workplace is too much and she's not in good health, it can really devastate his mother, and she won't be able to deal with the consequences of Inho's affair. On the other hand, Roy cannot seem to decide whether he's going to keep quiet or not, so he runs into Dr. Cha again, and he's just about to say something when Dr. Cha from the weekend, like when she left with Minhee, they go to like a tarot card reader, and the tarot card reader says that so many men are going to pursue you in the future. And recalling that flashback, Dr. Cha interrupts him, thinking that he's going to ask her out. She encourages him to not speak the fact to her, or do not tell her whatever it is if he's not like 100% sure. And Roy Kim is confused, then he leaves because he feels like he shouldn't be the person who should tell Dr. Cha about the affair. It should come from either Inho or Seunghee themselves. So he leaves things hanging in the balance, and Dr. Cha goes back to work, and it's also like her birthday dinner night, so she's just packing up things before she has to show up for her own birthday dinner, and she's been like really excited about it the whole day, because Inho has made like a whole thing that they're going to go to like this special restaurant, and their mother-in-law's idea to keep Dr. Cha happy again, because the money is in Dr. Cha's name. Also, we see another flashback where the mother-in-law goes to buy something as a gift for Dr. Cha, but ends up buying like a fancy coat for herself. And we just see that, you know, like she doesn't care much, but she acts like she does. She also goes to meet Dr. Cha's mom and gives her like anti-aging creams. And Dr. Cha's mom realizes that she questions like there's a doubt in her head, because Dr. Cha's mother-in-law is not the person to be grateful for something like making her rice punch and food after her surgery. So she doubts why she has come to see her, and she questioned her motives. Anyhow, back to the present. When Dr. Cha is tying up some things before she leaves for her birthday dinner, hospital staff is browsing something on her phone. Before that happens, Dr. Roy actually, this is like a small thing, Dr. Roy actually wishes her happy birthday, and she comes back smiling, and then she like slaps her cheeks to wipe that small smile off her face because she looks too happy. But she comes back and she's tying up things before she's going to go for her birthday dinner, another employee at the hospital is browsing through her social media and it's like seeing his profile, and Dr. Cha happens to take a peek at her previous posts, and then she becomes they verify some kind of information about going to a vacation when Inho has lied to her about going to a medical conference at the same time, and it seems like there has been left Seung-gi has been leaving clues about the possible affair for ages by posting pictures of them together, or like seeming like that it's a couple, and she's using like hashtags like couple goals to just leave out clues if Dr. Cha can find it through social media. So she's been doing all of that, and Dr. Cha finally sees all of that evidence, and she goes to like the duty night room, and then she googles everything and corresponds it to all the lies that Inho has told her, that there's a conference there, like a medical conference there, and then she verifies all that information through Seung-gi's posts and pictures that she has posted through all of their vacations together, and it breaks her heart. It just breaks her heart because she sees the bracelet that Inho has given her around the same time, and it's on full display, so she realizes that the bracelet has been given to her a while ago, and seeing all of that, it breaks her heart, and she starts to spiral and puts like all the puzzle pieces together, all those vacation pictures, and on one of them you can even see Inho in the reflection of the glass, and then all of her doubts are confirmed. And also, like, how no one else recognized Inho in that picture is beyond me, but it seems clear that Dr. Cha has seen the evidence of their affair, and she goes to meet some other employee whom she was going to switch back with to family medicine, and she loses her temper in the process and put the employee to her place, saying that she doesn't want to do that anymore because of her bad attitude. She also turns up for her birthday dinner wearing all black, and you see while she's coming there, Seung-gi is also driving to the hotel, and yeah, that's how the episode ends. And in the preview we see that Dr. Cha is crashing her husband's face in the cake, not like crashing, but yeah, she's dumping his face in her birthday cake, but that's all we see in the birthday preview, or that's how much I saw, but anyway, yeah, that's it. First of all, the revenge dress like looks really beautiful on her, and the black sequins are really pretty. Anyway, I feel like the show did a poor job, or it took just a bit too long. I mean, they could have revealed the affair by episode 6. I now worry that they're going to redeem the husband, and that's going to break my heart, and also it's going to make me super mad because I feel like her husband is irredeemable, and he doesn't even love her, and it's not even about love. He doesn't even like respect her. He doesn't even respect her like 1%, and I feel like she's doing herself a disservice. I feel like both of the women are doing themselves a disservice, including Seung-gi, by being with this man. I also understand why Seung-gi is, the way she's behaving so far, it's because I feel like it's partly because Inho's treatment of her. He has moved her to that point where she has to be petty like this because he never talks about harming his reputation or asking Dr. Cha for a divorce, but he's okay with maintaining two families, one overseas, and also cheating on Dr. Cha actively, like every day, even when they are working at the same hospital. Like, the guts of this man is crazy, but whatever. I still feel bad for Dr. Cha, but you know, the secret was going to come out sooner or later, and it's like happening at the worst time possible. She was so excited for her birthday, and she was so excited to go to this expensive restaurant with her family for her birthday dinner, and I feel like now that's taken away from her. And also, like, how weird and petty Seung-gi is, because she's so jealous that In-ho is taking his wife on a birthday dinner. She has physically driven there to ruin the moment for the whole family and also for Dr. Cha. But whatever is happening, Dr. Cha's faith is forced to face the music, and she will learn what's going to happen, whether she likes it or not. I want to see more of the Jungmin supporting her mom, and also I feel like once Irang and Jungmin make more comments about their dad and criticize him, after a while In-ho will realize the wrong in his ways and leave their mom alone. Also, I want the Seung-bae to treat Dr. Cha better at the workplace when she realizes that she's her future mother-in-law or whatever, or the mother of her boyfriend. And I think Seung-bae will quash all the rumors at the workplace because she doesn't like that kind of behavior. I also feel like Seung-gi and In-ho somehow deserve each other because they are so cowardly that they would never talk about their affair, but they are sneaking around the hospital. They do not care about hurting whoever, even though Jungmin is hurt and disappointed in his father. It doesn't make them stop. Like, it was not going to make them stop from, sneaking around. So yeah, they are going to get what's coming for them, and I feel like they somehow both deserve it. I hope the revenge turn of this drama better be sweet for me to keep watching it, because I feel like I'm just getting bored now. I'm at the point of verge of getting bored if Seung-hee and In-ho do not get what's coming for them. Anyhow, on another note, thank you for coming in and listening to me. It was lovely talking to you. It was lovely having you, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.